Good day. This is your host, Paige Estrotori, speaking on behalf of Financial Services Online. Today, on Wednesday, the 21st of May, you're listening to our weekly insurance news wrap, where we bring the latest and most significant happenings in the insurance industry straight to you. Today, we have three critical stories that made headlines in Australia this week. So let's dive right in. First on our list is a ruling by the respected Australian Financial Complaints Authority, or AFCA, in relation to a contested case of a stolen car. A policyholder managed to successfully secure their claim against Auto and General Services when the AFCA dismissed the insurer's charges of fraud. This case involved a burnt-out car recovery case and an apprehended suspect. The initial rejection stemmed from the insurer's suspicions due to the claimant's financial difficulties. Yet, AFCA found that there was no evidence linking the claimant and the thief. They pointed out procedural gaps in the insurer's investigation and dismissed the claims due to lack of concrete proof. The insurer must now honor the claim and pay an additional $2,000 to the claimant for distress. A key takeaway from this ruling is the importance of concrete proof when insurance companies make fraud accusations. Our next update for you revolves around Asgard, Westpac's investment platform. On May 16th, Asgard took a significant step, announcing substantial increases in insurance premiums. This hike ranges from a modest 0.7% to a sizable 94.6% and is driven by surging operational costs and claims. This change will affect clients with Asgard personal protection packages, effective starting from the 1st of July. Clients are set to receive notifications about these changes from the 21st of May. Asgard's decision aims at maintaining the value and sustainability of their insurance products, despite rising cost challenges, and might set a precedent for other financial institutions to follow. Finally, here's an update on Clearview. Having exited the wealth management sector back in March 2025, Clearview has officially transformed into a pure-play life insurance company. They are keen on strengthening their ties with independent financial advisors to expand their distribution network and market presence. Clearview reported a promising surge in gross premium incomes, along with a 9% growth in total in-force premiums. What's quite impressive is their strategic investment into a cloud-based platform, ClearChoice, set to be fully running by next year. This digital upgrade aims to streamline operations and bolster Clearview's ongoing market strategy. That wraps up our weekly insurance news wrap for today. Stay tuned for our next broadcast, and meanwhile, if you require assistance on personal or business insurance, feel free to visit us at financialservicesonline.com.au. I'm Paige Estrotori, wishing you a productive week ahead. Stay informed and stay safe.